The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
Hudford, it's me, Frank. Now, who did this to you?
Love you.
I love you too, Nordberg. Who were they?
Ship. Boat.
That's right, Nordberg. A boat.
Drugs.
Hey, nurse. Quick, give this man some drugs.
No.
Give him a shot, quickly.
No. Heroin, Frank.
Nordberg, that's a pretty tall order. You're going to have to give me a couple of days on that one.
Cellini Domino, The Fan 680 and 93.7 FM. O.J. Simpson passing away yesterday.
He is dead.
At the age of 76. We'll get to that momentarily. Want to remind folks, the green card is back. Less than 100 remain for you to play six of the area's best courses for one low price of $249 plus a card plus a $25 FireMaker Brewing Company gift card, all for $249. Cherokee Run, Bears Best, Heritage Golf Links, Collins Hill, Sequoia National, Wolf Creek Golf Club as well. That's a value of over $600 and less than 100 remain. Right now, go to 680thefan.com. Could Tom Brady be coming back? We'll get to that story in less than 5 minutes.
Punching it in from the goal line. This is the Drive into the Red Zone.
All right, let's start, though, with the news that O.J. passed away at the age of 76. Prostate cancer. He died with his family surrounding him, those that he didn't kill anyway, in Las Vegas. Le'Veon Bell, the one-time running back in the NFL, puts forth on Twitter, R.I.P. O.J. He knew how to run that damn ball. I-N-I-O-N. I don't care about none of the other BS. He didn't delete it. You may want to delete it. I'm just going to say this. When the Steelers cut you loose, even if you're productive, I'm not signing you. I'm not having you in my organization because they're smart and they know what nobody else knows. When they want nothing to do with you and you still can play, there's a reason for that. Case in point with him, among others.
Yeah, it's no coincidence that 32 in that league, 30 in baseball. There were certain guys that just go, is it worth it? It's not. That is, what did he call it? The other BS?
The other BS, yes.
It's interesting.
As in two people dead.
Mm-hmm. The other thing that's supposed to happen is, well, the headline is O.J., no doubt about it. And I said it this morning. O.J. was sort of a weird-ish, interesting social media follow. And some of the things he said, you go, yeah.
When he came back on social media, he made a lot more sense than a lot of people did. And we've said it. We've played some of the cuts from him.
The point is, though, that it's all-inclusive. And the one thing that you do hope happens today, because the Heisman Trophy itself, which, by the way, has a, like Hank Cellini, the Heisman Trophy has a Twitter account, and they use the word mourns. Okay. And they did say something about family, but hopefully people spend at least a second realizing whatever yucking moment you might have, whatever yuck-it-up you might have about O.J. and his life and his death and everything else, there are families that are still hurting, obviously, to this day. So even us, we're idiots. We do know that whatever it is we're about to tell you about our experience with the man, we also know that families' lives were changed forever.
Yes. So we had him on because you had a quest years ago to speak to every living Heisman Trophy winner.
And Matt Egger was, no, you know what?
O.J. was one of the winners, obviously.
I think it might have been a Matt Egger thing. Matt Egger and I were talking, and I think one of the things that came up is, what about every living Heisman Trophy winner?
Well, it was a group effort, and that's
why 25 guys, I think we got.
That's why O.J. came on.
Yes.
And if memory serves me correct, we did admit to him that we both thought he was guilty.
Oh, said it out loud.
Of killing two people. But he was less offended by that and more offended by what you said to him about what he did on the field.
Yeah. Great college career. I think kind of an overrated pro career. And I said that. I said, I think your pro career is overrated. My analogy would be, like, did Greg Maddux, was he supposed to win 16 gold gloves? I don't know. But after a while, you make all-star teams and you get gold gloves, and sometimes you make the Pro Bowl team out of reputation. All cool, 2,000 yards. What I said was there were three seasons in his NFL career that you go, oh, those are exceptional. But I could also tell you Roger Craig, Sean Alexander, there are guys that I would say every bit as much on a Sunday, put that guy behind the quarterback and I'm going to be okay.
So much like Joe Namath, without the Super Bowl guarantee, he was the first to throw for over 4,000 yards. OJ in a 14-game season on a bad team that knew he was getting the football still ran for over 2,000 yards.
Phenomenal.
It's a phenomenal season, but you're saying start to finish, his career was blown out of proportion.
Yeah, his NFL career.
And that bothered him.
Yes.
It seemed to anyway.
No, it did.
More than the fact that we told him we thought he killed two people.
Not even close. Bothered him much more. That was the second encounter that I had. You missed out on that one. That was a phone call with the Two Live Stews when OJ was in studio. And I'll say this allegedly, because he was drinking on a golf course and he was fuming that I said that about his pro career. And I said, well, that's kind of interesting. That'll tell you a little bit of something about the guy.
So you came busting in the studio, didn't you?
No, I was on the phone. I was on the phone.
It's not what I was told. You kicked in those doors and said, you want to go, OJ? Let's go.
It's not what I said. It's not what I said. I would have checked
I'm standing right here.
We had a kitchen back there. I would have made sure that all the knives were in the proper places before I would have ever kicked in a door on OJ. And I don't care. To this day, I believe he killed two people. What do you want from me?
I think a lot of people feel that way. And if you don't, that's up to you.
That's
a debate for another time. But when all that happened and then the chase, it was just, it was the first real, I don't know, salacious Hollywood murder slash gossip, no pun intended when I say slash, and all of the above before social media. All eyes were on that television that night in 1994. That chase, if you want to call it a chase, as the game, the NBA Finals game, was interrupted between the Rockets and the Knicks.
I just figured this out. Here's the analogy. There was this guy, and you don't need to know. He was in the Olympics. The Fosbury flop. This guy decided he was going to high jump a different way. He was going to go over backwards. There are moments that change things forever. There are, in the 20th century, five, six, seven moments that changed media coverage. It still leads to docuseries. All of this stuff, when people realized, media people, people with money, realized how interested people were in all of this, it changed media forever. It changed coverage. It changed what people wanted to make, what was green-lighted. You know there's finally, this is a true story, you know there's finally in a Nicole Brown Simpson docuseries, a two-parter coming out where people are going to speak to her friends and family and other people. Hadn't been out yet. It's 30 years. But it changed the way that everybody thought you could present media and, with all intents and purposes, make money off of it. What was the 10-parter for OJ? Before The Last Dance, there was a 10-part series for OJ and about OJ Simpson and that trial and everything else. It changed everything that night.
We knew who Lance Ito was. We knew who Marcia Clark was. We knew who everybody, Christopher Darden, Johnny Cochran,
you remember
Ashley
we had
Bailey. We knew them all because everybody was so invested in this trial.
We had both Marcia Clark and Chris Darden on afterwards as well. And it doesn't matter what they said. I'm just telling you that we were interested in the story from as many different angles as possible. But the other thing, I don't even know if the box in box was a thing before OJ. Maybe it was.
Because it was a box in box that night when the NBA Finals were on. They were showing the NBA Finals simultaneously with the OJ chase. It wasn't really a chase, but you know what we mean.
Yeah. Again, coverage changed. What could work as entertainment changed. How you can make money off of these things changed. 30 years later, go look back and realize everything that really, the fingerprints, no pun intended, started with this O.J. Simpson situation.
And then it was the prank call to Peter Jennings with Al Michaels on the air. Al Michaels saves Peter Jennings that night.
Mm-hmm.
In case you don't remember, can we play some of that right now?
We have on the phone with us as well Robert Higgins, who lives in the neighborhood and is on the ground and can see inside the van. Mr. Higgins.
Oh, what I'm looking at right now is I'm looking at the van and I see OJ kind of slouching down, looking very, very upset. I don't know what he's going to be doing.
Can you hear anything?
Now, you know, at that point,
it's just too much emotion. I'd be in the back of a news van, so I can't really hear that good, but I can see it all. I see OJ, man, and he looks scared.
Thank you, Mr. Higgins.
And baba booey to y'all.
I mean, that
the driveway of O.J. Simpson
should have ended
Redwood
much sooner than it did. And then Al has to step in and say, lest anyone believe that was real, it was a farcical call, I believe is the term that Al Michaels did use. And I remember watching that. Shockingly, I was at my friend Mario's house, who I've mentioned a lot of times. It was a Friday. We were getting ready to go out. And that started, and I remember that call, actually watching that live on the air.
Well, we might have shortchanged because Al Michaels, the way that he wants to, really not say Howard Stern's name. But that was the, do we have the end of that with Al Michaels? Because Al Michaels doesn't want to tell Peter Jennings everything.
He just wants him to know
that you might have been hoodwinked.
Peter, by the way, just for the record, this is Al Michaels. That was a totally farcical call. Lest anybody think that was somebody who was truly across the street. That was not. He said something in code at the end that's indicative of the mentioning of the name of a certain radio talk show host.
Okay, thanks, Al.
He called Baba Booey code, and he didn't want to say Howard Stern because Howard was on everybody's, he's terrible for America.
That is why Al Michaels is my favorite of all time. Off the cuff, he handled that impeccably.
He said Baba Booey was code.
And he's even gone on Howard Stern since then and talked about this incident.
Captain Jenks was the guy, I believe, who made the prank call.
Yes.
He's been on a ton of shows. Somehow he finds his way on the air. But the first thing I believe, or one of the first things that he said was, looky here. Yes. Now, once somebody says, looky here, and I remember watching it, and I was a dummy, still am, but really dumb at the time to a lot of things. I said, this is not real. Why is this guy still on?
Well, I'm
going to
tell you why. Because Peter Jennings had no idea. And the people that put him on were the ones who told Peter Jennings, we have something incredible. We have somebody looking at OJ right now.
Did somebody get fired for that?
Yeah, of course they did. This is like the day that somebody called up. Do you understand, before you and I worked together, Kent Merker supposedly called on Game 7 of the World Series in 95, the David Justice thing. And they said, hey, Kent Merker's on the phone. He wants to talk to you about the headline in the paper and everything. And I hear the guy for a second. I go, let me ask you a question. Where's your locker? I said, okay. Now I knew it wasn't Kent Merker. Was I thinking about OJ in 94? Maybe. Much, much less dramatic. But Merker supposedly was going to tell me what he thought about the David Justice comments. And as soon as he started speaking, I was like, I don't know. Where's your locker? That's what Peter Jennings didn't have that in his arsenal.
No.
He's being told we have somebody with a first-hand eyewitness account of the Bronco.
So that chase and that call and the coverage changed the landscape for you. And maybe that saved you when Kent Merker, the so-called Kent Merker, came on after Game 6 and that victory.
I've lived my whole life not wanting to be okie-doked. Now social media has made it a little bit more difficult. I say to you all the time, don't be okey-doke. Make sure is it the New York Past or the New York Post that is supposedly putting something out
now,
there?
I think this was really Tom Brady on the Deep Cut with Vic Blends podcast talking about his future.
I saw it.
Perhaps his future as a football player.
God forbid somebody goes down, would you pick up that phone?
I'm not opposed to it. If they would, I don't know if they're going to let me if I become an owner in an NFL team, but I don't know. I'm always going to be in good shape. I'll always be able to throw the ball, so to come in for a little bit, like MJ coming back. I don't know if they let me, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Who wouldn't let you if you wanted to come back, late in the season?
You'd have to sell your ownership.
Right, if you're not an owner.
But he's not an owner yet, which is taking longer. They found out more about this Ohtani interpreter.
Mizuhara.
In a week and a half than Tom Brady getting approved. Does Tom Brady have a criminal record that we don't know about? Why has he not been approved to be a part owner of the Raiders?
I think there's a lot of red tape, as in maybe he will come back and play in this old Fox deal. That's the red tape.
I'm 45 years old, man.
Tom, you're 45. What do you got?
There's a lot of shit going on.
Can he be like, and again, Google it if you want. Can he be like Warren Beatty in Heaven Can Wait? Can he come back
into a well
as a part-time owner? Because he was the owner of the Rams when he made himself the quarterback.
I think it was a movie.
Is that within the rules?
I think it was a movie. I think a guy fell into a well, and next thing you know, he's playing quarterback for the Rams.
So he feels like he could still play.
It was brought up the 49ers. He says the Patriots.
The Raiders.
Yeah.
If a team is in contention late in the season and they need a quarterback,
I do it.
Tom Brady says, I'll give it some thought.
What did I tell you about a running back who I thought was good? Travis Henry. Derrick Henry, you give me a guy who at the end I go, hey, man, I just need you for December and January. I would do that all day long. That's like that's Tony Gonzalez times 1,000. Not only do you not have to practice on a Wednesday in August or a Wednesday in September, stay home. December 1st, but we're going to break the glass on you. You're going to be incredible.
Hey, don't forget this weekend, First Horizon Bank and Double Play ATL teaming up to give back, collecting new and gently used baseball and softball equipment, giving back to local teams and organizations in need. Bring your new and gently used equipment to the Joint Venture Park in Cumming this Saturday from 9 to 11, as in tomorrow, and each person donating going to receive a free car wash, compliments of Tidal Wave Auto Spots, all brought to you by First Horizon Bank and Tidal Wave Auto Spa. When we come back, we start the weekend BTG style. What do you have for us, Chris?
Not all Olympians are created equally. We got a few quick pieces of sound, but there's a couple of things that need to be cleaned up on a Friday.
All right. Housekeeping to a certain extent.
Yes.
That's the BTG version. When we come back, the 12 o'clock hour brought to you by Wade Ford. At Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer, you'll discover great prices, flexible finance options, our top trade-in values, and even more and better mobile service. Beyond the Goatee, when we come back here on Cellini and Domino, it's The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit jimellis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Cellini Domino, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
This is why we're never going to be looked at as true journalists.
I guess not right now.
This
Where
sums
were
it
you?
Up.
It's the X-Platform question of the day. When the O.J. chase occurred, he passed away yesterday at the age of 76. Prostate cancer got him. And obviously knives and cutting is the theme.
Oh.
As we rejoin with the music, and that's an industry term.
This is why we're looked at it like Peter Jennings that moment.
Oh, well.
We're just never going to be taken seriously.
It is our destiny.
I don't know why. What do I have in my hand? Show of honesty.
Your phone?
No, it's not my phone. Whose phone did I pick up and put in my pocket? I have somebody's phone.
I don't know.
Here's my phone.
Right.
I just had this phone in my pocket. Now, did somebody slip this to me? Is there a secret message?
Is that a
Is the OJ confession in here?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Because you did ask him when he was on with us if he's going to have a deathbed confession. Maybe he did.
Yeah. He might have. Supposedly, I don't know if this is true. Somebody told me this morning that they needed to sign NDAs. If you were going to visit OJ in the last few days.
So there you have it.
You had to sign an NDA.
Did tell everybody that eventually, If I Did It became I Did It. Because don't forget that project, If I Did It, was out there for a while. Which, again, tells you that he's trying to get something off his chest. But he convinced himself for the most part that he didn't do it. That's my opinion.
Do you remember the other moment, too? He did tell us again, why would people want to come to my house? He basically said he's a swell fella. Also, at one point, asked him about, has he bumped into the murderer on the 14th hole at that public course he plays down in Florida? Not insulted by that. Insulted by the idea that I said his NFL career was overrated.
That is a very fair and true statement. Braves fans from all over Georgia can now participate and win with the Atlanta Braves Foundation 50-50 raffle. It's all presented by Harris Cherokee Casinos. For the first time ever, they will be the jackpots open both at Truist Park and to fans listening anywhere in Georgia via the Fan app. Perhaps raffles will include one lucky winner taking home 50% of the total jackpot. Enter in person at Truist Park or online. Now, online entrance must be physically located in the state of Georgia at the time of entry. For complete rules and details, go to Braves.com/50. 50. The Hawks are hobbling to close out the season. We'll get to that in about 15 minutes.
Domino's mind is a vast wasteland of stuff.
This has wildly exceeded my expectations of stupidity.
It's time to go beyond the goatee.
Do you know who Jake Knapp is? And I'm not telling you you should. Do you know who Jake Knapp
is? The name
is?
Does ring a bell, but I can't tell you who he is offhand.
Well, he's playing at Augusta. Ask me what he was doing 2 years ago.
What was he doing 2 years ago?
He was a bouncer at a nightclub called the Country Club. It's a God's honest truth, man. That's usually like a U.S. Open story. Anybody can qualify. Yeah, I don't know who he is. I don't know really much about him, but I have great respect for a guy who bounces at any club. If you're, what do you think the Country Club is? Is it a play on that it's not very fancy? It's just because if you need a bouncer, you don't need a bouncer at a place. You don't need a bouncer at a place called the Country Club.
Or
if it's truly a country club.
Is it called the Country Club, you know, because it's the polar opposite?
That's the point. Club. Right.
Like, you don't, like looking at somebody and saying, man, you're in great shape if they weigh 350 pounds.
What's up, Slim?
Exactly. No, I know where you're going with this.
Hey, Tiny. Someone's like 6'8".
A place that's a real country club doesn't need a bouncer. That's my point.
Correct.
You don't go over to Peachtree right here and go...
It's a legitimate place that needs a bouncer.
Yeah, and he's now playing he's playing at Augusta. That's a true story.
So he was like Dalton.
Yeah. So here is... listen to this real quick.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Now, you're way off. It's April the 12th.
I know. We're not going to be here tomorrow, you and I, but tomorrow's the anniversary of FDR's death in 1945. And boy, the New Deal, and he made it through the Depression, and for the most part, he passed away a couple of months
before. And because of him, you can only have 2 terms as a president.
Yeah,
because at the end, they said he wasn't really with it, but he just kept winning.
Down the hall! Is it the 12th or the 13th?
It's the 12th. It's on our back in time as well. That's how I know.
Well, then he passed away on this date. I gave him one more day to live in 1945. The guy made it through. He steered the country through the Depression and World War II. That's what it, again, you can tell me about his policy, the New Deal. I liked it. I didn't like it. You weren't around for it, but okay. If you're a historian.
Now, when we say down the hall, we mean extra 106.3.
Down the hall and to the left.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I'm not going to
rank
him.
It's Atlanta's only conservative news talk station.
He's the 32nd president of the country. I didn't rank him 32nd. That would be down the hall if I started to rank. The point is the Depression and World War II. Guy had a lot on his plate.
He did.
A lot on his plate. Pushed the New Deal through whether you liked it or not. All right, had you ever heard this story before?
In Gilligan's Island, I had the theme song. Sit right down and get it down here on Gilligan's Island. And the melody to Let It Whip was Wanna See It Whipping. Show it, treat you right. Give me just a minute of your time tonight. We both are here to have big fun. So let it whip. That's where Let It Whip.
Gilligan's Island.
Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, that's good.
All these years listening to that song by the Daz Band. Who knew? Who knew?
This is a thing called the print shop. That guy who says, now I've heard it all, leaves, he really does leave. He couldn't believe it. He just left. He walked right out of the print shop. Now, somebody from the Daz Band said, this is not true at all. I don't care. That guy told a story, and it was so impressive to a guy who works in a podcast called The Print Shop that the guy got up and left. He legitimately left after hearing that story. As we like to say, who did know? Hey, who's the king? Who's the king of sports movies in terms of actors? Who's the king?
Is it Kevin Costner?
Nope.
Leonard DiCaprio.
Nope, it's not him either.
I saw last week you said that you turned down the movie role in Big. Have you ever talked to Tom Hanks about that?
No, I don't think we ever had that conversation.
What would you say then?
I also turned down League of Their Own, so I guess we got a lot to talk about.
He would have been in another sports movie. That's Dennis Quaid. He's got 15, now some are cycling and other things. He's got a new movie out about golf based on a true story. He's the king of the sports movie. He turned down Big, though. I wanted to know what you thought about that.
I think that he made the right choice because I don't think anybody else but Tom Hanks could play.
Dennis Quaid might have been too ruggedly handsome to play that part.
Yeah, you got to walk that fine line between goofy and being, or at least trying to be an adult. I don't think Quaid
could he have done a League of Their Own.
As the manager, I think it would have been much angrier.
No, he turned down the Rosie O'Donnell part. That's what he was saying.
Oh, I didn't know that. There you go. He was kind of ahead of his time. Down the hall!
That was me. I cut that one. I cut out the part about he turned down the Rosie O'Donnell part.
Right.
That's not true.
It's poor editing, Chris, on your part.
What's the hottest item at Augusta in the marketing shop? The big, big, big store, the size
flags?
Of Costco. It's a big one. What's bigger? There it is. Adam Gillespie just said it. It's the Master's Gnome. You know what that is? That's right there. So
what am I supposed to do with that?
I don't know. People are grabbing it like it's the hottest thing ever, like it's going to go up in value, where it's like Bitcoin. People, Adam, you did know that for the last few years then. The Masters Gnome is king.
Yeah, it came out a few years ago. I know some people that live in Augusta, and they have the whole collection. I mean, it is a thing to get when you get there.
I mean, it's the shop till you drop thing. People, like, run to the Gnome Center.
Listen, to each their own, I guess.
I'm not
a big fan of memorabilia anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
What am I going to do with it?
Yeah, I don't know. Just say you have one, I guess.
They do go up in values. A lot of stuff from that shop goes up in value once it gets into the secondary market, but these definitely do.
Yeah. But again, the big push is to go get as many gnomes.
I'm looking at one on eBay right now, $315.
For this year's already?
Yes.
That's excessive.
$375, okay. $399.
Oh, goodness.
Just as you scroll, it goes up and up.
Wow, that's cheap.
Well, now it makes sense.
And what do they go for? $29 and change, maybe? $39? I don't know what they go for. It might have been $29 or $39, I read. Doesn't matter. It's the hottest
thing. Stand corrected.
It's the hottest thing over there. Now, I don't think anybody's really selling it for $399. I don't think that's happening. You put it up, you ask. You try to find some dupe somewhere in Montana who might, well, I'll do that. Send you $399 because he wants a Master's.
Somebody in the Midwest, maybe.
He wants a Master's.
Look at this gnome I got from Augusta. The snow covers it up half the time, but, you know, we try to keep it indoors as much as possible.
Oh, you don't take it out of the box.
I only paid $450 for this.
Oh, you don't take it out of the box.
I put it outside in the yard. Gnome's got to be outside.
So you're going to have a game-used gnome eventually somewhere down the road to sell.
Yeah, I mean, it brings you luck to the house.
Okay. Do you know how much...
ward off evil spirits. Back to you, Chris.
Do you know how much, supposedly, Dwayne Johnson made for being in WrestleMania, whatever it was the other night? 40? Was it 40?
Being the final boss.
Yeah. Do you know how much money? He picked up shares in TKO.
Yeah.
He now has 193,000 TKO shares.
He told during the main event...
He owns 97,000 more... Yeah. And a lot of people are saying that was his pay to go and do it.
He told the referee in the main event, stop counting or I'll fire you.
And at one point, I guess after that transaction, those shares were worth a little over $9 million at that time.
Yeah.
So $9 million to be in two WrestleMania match.
He did his job.
It looks like he got about $9 million because he took his pay in stock, which is what a lot of people do. Give me a piece. I don't want your cash. Give me a piece, and I'll see if I can get it to go up at that point. Do you know what I mean when I say not every Olympian is created equally?
Yes.
Do you?
Yeah, like Jesse Owens and someone that won a gold medal for curling.
Right. It's a gold medal.
Yeah.
So now track and field, for the first time ever in Paris, United States track and field, is going to give you $50,000 for gold, and they're going to pay you for medals. I looked over, like, you know how few Michael Phelps there are? There are some people who capitalize. Michael Phelps capitalized. Jesse Owens' name, rightfully so. 95% of people who win Olympic gold medals, we don't even know their names. Even from our own country, we just don't know their names. What do you think about the idea of paying for medals now? And it's only track and field. It's not swimming yet. It's not wrestling yet. They're going to give out money. The Track and Field Association.
I mean, I don't have a problem with it.
Now,
I guess if I'm a wrestler, I might have a problem.
But
there is mine.
But there are people who say, whether it's Home Depot who hires a lot of Olympians, win a gold medal or not, and can they get money into it for other medals? It's USA Track and Field is going to be paying.
I guess you got to start someplace.
All right, last one. Who is maybe the scariest man to play in the NFL in the last 30 years? I won't say Chuck Bednarik. I won't say Lawrence Taylor. Let's just go about the last 30 years. Who's the scariest man to play in the NFL?
Lawrence Taylor.
Oh, no.
I'm going to say take him out. But I'm going to tell you something. In terms of scary, the guy I'm about to let you hear from might be scarier. Do you have any other guess?
Bill Romanowski.
Oh, no.
I want you to listen to a sit-down that a guy is having with James Harrison. James Harrison, right across me. Closer than you and I are right now.
Two last questions. The combine, what was that experience like for you?
You don't know me, do you?
Huh?
You don't know me, do you? I never went to a combine.
You didn't go to the combine. How about the draft?
I never got drafted.
Then I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, James. Take care.
Does he walk away at that point?
Oh, yeah. Oh. And he says, okay, James, take care. The guy does say, then I guess I don't know you. Can you imagine?
This is stuff, if you do like a Wikipedia search, it's kind of right there. I mean, again, none of us are batting 1,000. We all make mistakes. But
why are you sitting down with James Harrison?
You're sitting down with the guy.
Yeah.
He didn't just call you or just walk into the room on a lark.
Do you understand what James Harrison can do to another NFL football player is amazing. What could he have done to this guy? What would they have called him? A pencil neck geek, perhaps, if we're going to go back to the world
of wrestling. Freddie Blassie.
Yeah. Thank God James Harrison walked away and didn't really get angry. Do you agree with me? Maybe in the last 30 years, he might be the scariest guy to play in the NFL.
He is. And look at him, what he still does in the gym. He wears the old school, like, Rocky sweatsuit. He's lifting all these weights in ways that people don't lift weights. So, yeah, he is kind of frightening in that regard.
All right, there you go. I'm
not crossing him.
No.
The Hawks will limp into the play-in game. Start the clock. Your NBA minute is next,
you
by the way.
You say limping, I say qualifying.
Okay. Potato, potato.
That just gets me fired up.
The 12 o'clock hour brought to you by Wade Ford here on Cellini and Domino. It's the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves. And people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Oh, the shark bait has such teeth there. And it shows
great horn work in this song.
Pearly
it starts
white.
Kicking in later. Bow, bow.
Just a
1250, Cellini and Domino.
Has
here on the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. Hey, don't forget, something new coming here to the Fan family. It's the 680 The Fan Girl, our brand new social media sports content tailored to the ladies, a little less X's and O's, and more lifestyle-driven sports content.
Oh, there's a new one.
Buck Blue insisted on this, so it's happening. The 680 The Fan Girl page is curated expressly for our 680 female sports fans. Become a 680 The Fan Girl today and follow us on Instagram and TikTok. A big chance for the Braves to get right this weekend, starting with one left-hander tonight, if you know what I mean. We'll talk more Braves a little past the top of the hour. But the Hawks, as they get ready for the play-in game with the Bulls next week, Domino officially going to be without Jalen Johnson and Onyeka Okongwu as the injuries have taken their toll. Once again, it's the bad ankle. Jalen Johnson twists it again the other night, and Okongwu's had this toe problem seemingly forever. So we got, I think, everything we could get out of this Hawk story when Trae Young went out. And I think now it's about ready to come to a close, even though Trae has returned.
Here's what I believe. We don't have to talk about Sunday's game on Monday. We can just put the regular season to rest.
Yes.
If they win on Wednesday, is it Wednesday?
It's either Tuesday or Wednesday. I'd have to look
Wednesday
at the schedule.
There's a game Tuesday, but I think they play on Wednesday. If they win Wednesday, we give them a minute. If they don't, we send them off with a different kind of minute. Then if they win another round, then we talk about them. If they don't, they don't.
But for a while, we
if
got
he dies,
what
we, he dies.
Yeah, we got what we needed to get out of that situation. They went on a mini run.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
talked about the Trae Young versus
sure.
DeJounte Murray. So that's all played out. They're going to have to go on the road to take on the Bulls in this playing game, and then we'll see what happens after that.
Yeah.
As you said, we'll cover it, and we'll react accordingly, depending upon what happens.
It's sort of like the playing game in the NCAA tournament. I don't know what I'm even supposed to call it at this point. It doesn't matter. So if they win a series, then we do it. And then the next thing up will be not rumors about who's getting traded, but actually maybe somebody actually being traded.
Turn off the GPS and let Domino take the wheel. It's a drive around the sports world presented by Marietta Toyota. At Marietta Toyota, every new Toyota includes our nationwide lifetime powertrain warranty, family owned and operated since 1975. Stop in for a test drive or visit MariettaToyota.com. It's better in Marietta.
So FDR passed away today. Tomorrow's anniversary was Tiger Woods winning his first green jacket. Tomorrow's the anniversary of Tiger Woods as the youngest player ever to win a green jacket.
Gold jacket, green jacket, who gives this?
Well, in this case, it did matter because Tiger won it in record-breaking fashion as well.
You know what Ben Hogan got in 1953 when he won Augusta, other than how much money was Scrajola?
$50.
$4,000. You're still terrible at this game. You got $4,000.
Back then, $50 went a long way, man.
$4,000. $4,000. And now we're it made its way up to $3.24 million, which John Rahm's payday last year. So a lot of reasons why it's kicked up.
Charlie Reimer honestly said with us earlier from the Golf Channel, if I was making that kind of money back then, I would have tried harder, maybe.
Yeah. And then the other guy, the opposite of that, is what's his name? The guy that we had on before. Who's the guy that hosted that show? Funny guy.
Pizza.
Not
Preske, who was on with us earlier.
No. I meant, I can't think of his name. The guy who got in trouble because he doesn't take golf seriously enough. He did the talk show where he interviewed all the golfers. We had him on. Flaherty? Is it Flaherty?
David Faraday?
Faraday. Thank you. Yeah. Him. He said he never wanted to win a major. Too much pressure. He said, man, I'll come at 7th. They leave you alone when you come at 7th.
Well, especially now, you're going to make a lot of money when you come in 7th, and you're going to be left alone. It's a nice living.
Top 125, you're a millionaire. Yeah, David Faraday told us. He said, I just didn't want to win. Would have been bad. He said they would have found out I was a big drinker. He said, I couldn't get up on Monday morning. We'd want you to do stuff. Too much pressure. I thought that was a very honest answer. $4,000 for Ben Hogan, $3.24 million last year. 13 college players will be in the green room for the NFL draft. We'll talk about it at some point. But there is a list now officially of the people who have said yes.
And why some weren't invited as well. We'll go on campus at about 1:20.
All right. The reason I brought up Augusta, though, Terrell Hatton, remember I told you he's an English golfer. He's the guy, he had it terribly. He plays on the LIV Tour. He used every bad word possible one day. I saw a clip. This is him telling a story, though, about his caddy. You've just got to picture this. John Rahm is standing next to him. So John Rahm must know the caddy's history. Listen to how this went.
My caddy fell over last night after dinner. Now, his reputation is an interesting one, so I don't know how the fall really occurred, but either way, he landed pretty heavy on his shoulder. He spent the afternoon in hospital, so he's had an x-ray.
He spent an afternoon in hospital.
Was he got cancer?
Hospital. But John Rahm is cracking up, so he must know the reputation of this this cat. Knowing him, his colorful personal life, I don't know what happened to him.
He was also asked about winning as an Englishman.
Yeah.
The Masters. Yeah. He said, why are you asking me? As he was talking to Sky Sports, I got no chance to win this.
No chance.
Even right now.
He's also a filthy mouth, this guy. He's a filthy mouth.
He's ahead of Tiger Woods, who's won over as of right now.
What did he tell you? He's got zero chance.
Yeah.
Zero chance. Do you know who's getting credit today? And by the way, we found out Kentucky might be getting turned down in public.
Well, this is their worst nightmare. It's occurring. I mean, Scott,
what did I tell you about
Scott
this
Drew said thanks, but no thanks. I like it here in Waco.
Oh, but we're friends. I'm Mitch Barnhart.
Yeah, we're still friends. I'm just not going to work for you.
We're friends.
Mm-hmm. No, we're still friends.
I mean, now they're talking about Mark Pope. Oh, Mark Pope has?
He's taken the job by way of BYU. Do you know he was Georgia's director of basketball operations?
Did not know that.
In 2009? He left 2 years of medical school to become the director of basketball operations. And so he is now. He played at Kentucky. He was on the 96 national championship team. But like we said, this is like a Billy Gillespie situation. A lot of people turned down Kentucky. They had to settle for Billy Gillespie. That's the same deal now. Hopefully it works out better for their sake.
They're going to introduce him as a member of the 96 team more than I'm going to talk about his time at BYU as a head coach.
Yes.
That's a little bit.
He never won a tournament game. He did make a couple of tournaments.
Right.
Tournaments at BYU, but he never won a tournament game.
How far down the list do you think he really was? Mitch Barnhart's list.
7th.
Okay. You might be
I'm
going to
say he was still in the top 10. And maybe I am being generous with that assessment.
I was going to say 9. I think he was on the please God don't make me have to call him list. But he was on the list. So it's official then. I wonder what they're
going back to our roots as we welcome him in.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to do more about Ipe. Do we know yet if he's pleading guilty? Because I'm finding it amazing that people are saying, wow, baseball really dodged a bullet. Have we never learned anything about anything? If you don't think there's another 7 layers to this story. Now, I will say, I read the text messages over a 3-day period. I read the text messages, and the whole time I'm thinking, this must be like a guy on a 3-day cocaine binge.
Mm-hmm.
This is the equivalent of a cocaine binge when you and you just start saying everything. And they're telling me that baseball dodged a bullet. Thank God. Otani's guilty of nothing.
He was launching between December of 21 and January of 24, roughly 25 bets per day. It paid Mitsuhara.
I got my ass
25 bets
again.
A day.
Any chance I can get one last bump? This will be my last one for a while if I lose it. And on and on. So the bump, it's a line of credit, but it's like the cocaine reference that I'm making. This guy had a three-day binge to the bookie.
Now,
Otani,
one,
I believe.
According to the story, and they came out yesterday, the federal government said to pay Mitsuhara stole allegedly $16 million. Otani let the agents search his devices, the federal agents, and they came back clean. Okay, that's fine, but if you're Shohei Otani, is that your only device?
So here's what I'm going to say. When a guy asks you for one more bump, you give it to him. Then he asks you for another bump, and you give it to him. Third time, this is the third day. And I quote, I got a problem. I begged for one last bump. One last bump. The bookmaker did it. That's the problem. What bookie, unless he's working for Otani, is going to give this guy this line of credit?
This cunning con artist never looked back. Today, he's still on the lam.
So I guess he was not only his interpreter, he was Shohei Otani's personal assistant, took him places, accompanied Otani to a bank to help translate and help him open the account. So a lot of people are saying that's how he had access. And gained access and kept access.
Fraud, if you're telling a bank that you're somebody else, that's like impersonating an officer. You're not allowed to do that. You can't walk in with fake ID and then tell the bank this is me when it's not you.
Apparently, Mizuhara also called the bank and said he was Otani to try to complete a $300,000 wire transfer.
Yes, I'm Shohei. Yes, $300,000.
Mr. Otani, good to speak with you again. How much do you need, Mookie?
$300,000, please. Let's try to keep this on the down low, okay?
And again, it says here, your first dog's name?
I'm sorry, I've got another caller. I'll call you back.
Thank you, Mr. Otani. Like, they do make you do that question where, the backup question.
What was your first pet's name?
Mother's maiden name.
Where was your first born? What city? Things like that.
Doesn't sound like they did any of those things. Again, that's where fraud comes into play. I'm just telling you, I'm totally enjoying everybody telling me that, baseball dodged a bullet. Otani had nothing to do with this. We'll see.
We both said that in concert.
Because, again, unless this guy pleads guilty to everything, if there's one thing in there that he says, wait, I did not do that, now all of a sudden we might get him talking.
He
could be on the Mount Rushmore Fall Guys. At the end of the day, he could end up being one of the greatest four Fall Guys in the history of everything.
Yeah. So far, it looks like Otani hasn't done anything, but like you said, if they offer him a deal, will he start singing, or will he pull a Greg Anderson with Barry Bonds? If you don't know that deal, Google it. All season, when the Braves hit a home run, you'll score an instant round-tripper discount on a set of Goodyear or Cooper tires. The next day only at Tire Discounters, plus you'll get a free alignment and free oil change with your tire purchase. The more home runs the Braves hit, the bigger the deals are at Tire Discounters. Learn more at TireDiscounters.com/Braves. When we come back, the early season merry-go-round continues in this regard for the Braves. We'll talk about it next as they are in Miami tonight, 7:10 first pitch, Ford leadoff show at 5:55.
We're going to tell you how you can get over $600 worth of golf for a lot less than that.
Oh, boy. It's the gift that keeps giving, and it's green, and it's going to save you green. Details on that coming up as well. Here on the home of the Braves, it's Cellini and Domino. It's the Fan, 680, 93.7 FM.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM, or download the Fan app.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest
largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.